On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, I have two guitars from 1935 that you have to see, a killer guitar supply website that you need to know about, and I want to share with you what I'm listening to. And if you stick around, you're going to see some footage that, let's just put it this way, you're not going to want to miss. All that and more right after this. The Acoustic Tuesday Show is brought to you by TonysAcousticChallenge.com. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. I want you to know right now that you're part of history. This is the first Acoustic Tuesday episode. I'm Tony Policastro from TonysAcousticChallenge.com, where we're all about having as much fun as we possibly can with our guitars and expanding our quality of life through music. Welcome. You are here with myself, Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and of course, Levi, the man with the technical plan. He is hitting buttons and all sorts of mouse clicking over there, making sure that Noah and I stay on track as much as we possibly can. And I'm pumped because this is the first Acoustic Tuesday. And let me tell you what Acoustic Tuesday is. It is essentially a list of acoustic amazingness that I've been pondering throughout the week. Maybe things that find me excited, curious, just in total awe, which is the case today. And you might be thinking, well, that's cool. This sounds like a Guitar Geek Fest. Well, let me assure you that it is indeed a Guitar Geek Fest. And this Guitar Geek Fest, Acoustic Tuesday, happens every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Whether you're on YouTube or Facebook, you can tune in. It is brand new Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, that is. So without further ado, let me dive into my list of acoustic guitar geeky gems that has me pumped this week. And the first is, and I have to give a special shout out to my friend Mitch Nelson, who works at Third Coast Guitar Service in Illinois. I used to work with Mitch, and he cued me into this website that is just awesome. If you have any interest in guitar repair, any interest in guitar building, any interest in tone woods whatsoever, you're going to want to check out Luthiers Mercantile International. The website is lmii.com, and it will be posted also in the description, so you can click on that and check it out. But this website, I'm going to call it a little known website. And my favorite part about this website is you can get supplies for building guitars. I'm talking tone woods, any sort of fixtures or jigs, sandpaper, finishes, paint, you name it, it's all there. But the coolest part about this website is you can go there and not only look at beautiful tone woods, stunning tone woods that they have for sale, but you can learn about tone woods, their different characteristics and things like that. Now, I have to say this. I have no affiliation with these folks. I just have frequented this website since Mitch told me about it, and it's responsible for generally sucking 10 minutes to, an hour and a half or so out of my day. I oftentimes go to this website thinking of the guitar that I want to build, all the things I could do with all the things that they sell. So make sure to check that out. Again, that's lmii.com. Even if you're curious, it's totally worth the trip. It's really mind-blowing, some of the stuff that they have.
If you had 15 minutes right now with just that website pulled up, what would you go do on it right now?
Well, I'd go right to the tonewood section, and I'd go right to the ebony section, because they have the most stunning sets of ebony right now. I'm talking beautiful figuring, great streaking, but more importantly, go there for the descriptions. So go there, check out the ebony page for the visual strikingness of it, striking, visual aesthetic of it, and also learn about the tonewood. That's exactly what I do with my 15 minutes, but I'd probably be hard pressed to spend just 15 minutes there.
So Tony.
Yeah.
So is this a place where could I build a guitar from scratch, or are we talking upgrading my current guitar?
Well, I mean, so it's actually both. So you can go and say, gosh, I've been looking at getting some different tuners for my guitar. They've got tuners, but they also have not only kits to actually build the guitar, but also meaning like all inclusive kits. Like you get a kit, take it home, and they give you
instructions. So you build it yourself?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And they have video tutorials on how to use the various things that they offer and just kind of basic setup stuff. So it's really great. I mean, for a guitar owner or appreciator, it's a definite must stop website on your list. You have to check it out.
Love it.
And speaking of things that you have to check out, Now, I fell into the bluegrass. I don't want to call it a scene. Maybe I should say I got bit by the bluegrass bug and started learning about Tony Rice when I was just kind of getting into guitar. We're talking like I was about 20 years old. And I just found online there's an article by Fretboard Journal about Tony Rice's 1935 D28, the all-hallowed Holy Grail D28 that really defines bluegrass guitar tone. If you've ever heard any recording by Tony Rice, this guitar is on it. And let me tell you, just hearing the guitar is awesome. But seeing the amazing photos that the Fretboard Journal article has and also learning about the stories behind the guitar are maybe even more amazing than hearing it. I would put them on very similar levels. This guitar has seen it all. It's been shot by a pellet gun. It was formerly owned by Clarence White, and the story about how Tony Rice got it is discussed in this article. It's a guitar that you need to know about. The pictures alone, I mean, generally, with the Fretboard Journal, the pictures are always amazing, but being that it's Tony Rice's guitar, their pictures are pretty stellar. And it's just it's one of those objects, you know, that you wish it could talk. You know, have you ever gone through an antique store and, like, seen, like, I don't know, something old and been like, man, I want to know the story?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's this particular article.
And I'm going to be, we've known each other a while, Tony.
It's true.
And forgive me, I have no idea who Tony Rice is.
It's okay. It's okay. And honestly, truly, neither did I. Because before I got a job at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago, I was a straight-ahead metalhead. I mean, I'm talking Cannibal Corpse, Slipknot.
Oh, it's playing when I walk in sometimes.
Yeah. Accurate. And the name Tony Rice had never come across my radar, period. And once I got a job at the Old Town School, I got into bluegrass guitar. I took this flat picking class, and the teacher of the flat picking class, Chris Walls, he's like, you have to listen to Tony Rice. And I'm like, what's the deal? Who is this guy? Cool first name. I mean, let's be honest.
Naturally.
But he's like, the reason you're taking this class is because of Tony Rice. Tony Rice defined modern flat picking guitar in terms of its explorations, its forays into the jazz territory. Clarence White, let's say this, Clarence White got the ball rolling on flat picking guitar, and Tony Rice continued to push the ball down the hill. He is the definitive modern bluegrass flat picking guitar master. And his guitar is one that you absolutely need to know about.
So I should read the article.
You should absolutely read the article.
Gotcha.
It's pure, I mean, forgive me, it's total guitar porn. It's amazing. The pictures are super sexy, and I can say that because it's a beautiful vintage guitar.
Is there a link for that?
There is a link for that, and it will be in the description as well as the link for the Luthiers Mercantile site as well. So speaking of bluegrass guitar, you guys can tell I've come down with a bit of the bluegrass virus. I haven't been feeling well, and the only cure is more bluegrass music. And what I've been listening to lately fits the bill pretty much perfectly. And that is Dan Timinsky's album, Carry Me Across the Mountain. Now, you may be familiar with Dan Timinsky from his association with Alison Krauss and Union Station, or you might not even be familiar with Dan Timinsky. Either way, you need to know he's a killer bluegrass player. And I say player because he plays the guitar, he plays the mandolin. He has a killer, killer voice. His most common song, and where you probably have heard him before, is Man of Constant Sorrow from the soundtrack, the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. So his album's been going on nonstop, and one song in particular, Green's Fees, which is just kind of a bluegrass meltdown. The banjo work's stellar. The mandolin work is mind-blowing. Pay attention to the chop tone when you listen to the tune. And also, I want to give a special shout-out to Jerry Douglas's dobro work on this particular tune. Noah and I were talking about it earlier, and it's just like, it's kind of in your face, and it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. At least mine.
I'm just standing here, I'm fascinated by what you're saying, because, you know, I come from a progressive rock background.
Yes.
And so anything that you're saying is just news to me, and super interesting.
So I want to make sure that you guys check this tune out. Again, it's Greens Fees. Please have a listen to that. And speaking of amazing players, want you to listen. Thanks for checking out Dan Tominski. I wasn't sure if you guys, if Levi, the man with the technical plan, was going to give you the full glimpse of that tune, but he gave me a hand signal that said he definitely was going to show you that. So,
doing the best I can.
Dan Tominski is an amazing player, and I was about to segue into another amazing player, but I'm glad you guys got to enjoy that tune. It's seriously been on repeat here for a good chunk of the week, and I'm going to apologize to both Levi and Noah because they've heard it.
I have to apologize to you, Tony, because I didn't even know who Dan was. I knew it was not George Clooney singing in that movie.
Correct.
And whoever was singing was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just totally blown away when you made that reference, and I'm like, no way.
Yeah. So I want you to know, this is something that I want you to think of Dan's album, the one that I'm mentioning here, this Carry Me Across the Mountain album, as if like four or five of your prog rock heroes got together and created an album. That this Dan Tominski album is the equivalent in the bluegrass realm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yes.
So like Mike Portnoy and
Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
John Anderson.
No clue.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Isn't John Anderson a country singer?
No.
Also?
No, Levi. John Anderson is the original frontman of Yes.
Oh, okay. See, that's
Tony Levin, who's King that? Crimson on bass.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, yeah. It's I understand now. Thank you.
you're welcome, and I understand too. You guys witnessed it here first on Acoustic Tuesday. Noah and I's bond is continuing to grow, and we're sharing musical, what do they call them? Musical influences? Musical heroes?
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll go with that.
I didn't think our bond could get stronger, but I was wrong.
So, speaking of musical heroes, I have a new musical hero that I wish to share with you, and that is Molly Tuttle. Let me backtrack a little bit. I have to share with you this story because there are times that I find myself in front of the computer, pretty much straight in the midst of being sucked into a black hole, a YouTube black hole.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it happens right next to Noah. And what ends up happening is I'm looking for different guitars and things like that, and I always find myself ending up on the Carter Vintage Guitars YouTube channel. Now, Carter Vintage Guitars is a stellar, stellar shop in Nashville. They have some amazing, amazing stuff. And they've been doing this cool video series where they take a killer vintage guitar and pair it with a killer player. And the guitar that I stumbled upon, speaking of 1935, the year of Tony Rice's D28, I found this video of a 1935 Martin 0042. And not only is this guitar really rare, this particular example of this guitar is in ridiculously amazing condition. And it was played by a ridiculously amazing player, Molly Tuttle. This 0042 sounds like a piano. It's amazing. And her playing in particular is, I love it. Her right hand control is outstanding. If you look at her picking hand, she controls a flat pick like nobody else. And the way that she manipulates the D chord during this particular song that she plays for this particular video is so cool. So pay attention to the hammer-ons and the pull-offs and things. You guys will check it out. It's pretty amazing. Thank you. So if you were ever curious about what a 1935 0042 sounds like in the hands of a player that is unreal, you just witnessed it. And again, you can check out that link in the description if you want to really do a deep dive into not only that guitar, but some other examples that both Carter Vintage Guitars and Molly did together. It's just phenomenal playing. And playing that I aspire to. In fact, when I watched that video, I had to watch it two or three times just to see what she was doing over that kind of D chord position. It might actually be a G. I'm not sure if it's a D or G, but anyways, it blew my mind. Her use of really quick pull-offs and hammer-ons was unreal, in fact, which brings me to another point here. Speaking of hammer-ons, last week we released a lesson that was specifically targeted on how to get consistent, good, strong hammer-ons, which is tough for some guitar players. If you're new to guitar, it's difficult because it's a brand new technique, and if you've been playing guitar for a while, it's also difficult because sometimes those little techniques, hammer-ons and pull-offs and things, just kind of pop up out of nowhere. And you're like, gosh, my hammer-ons aren't as clean as I want them to be. They don't sound as good as I want them to be. Well, that was the whole catalyst for this particular lesson. So in this lesson, I go through how to do a hammer-on and what are some of the common pitfalls and, most importantly, how you can avoid them. And of course, I give you a little bit of an exercise so that you can check out how to do hammer-on slowly and then slowly integrate that into your practice plan and actually build strength in your hammer-ons and get them sounding good consistently. So make sure to check that out. That link is in the description as well. Now, I would love to say that Acoustic Tuesday is over right now because I can't wait for next week when we do another one of these, but there's a very important item of business. In fact, I'm going to ditch my glasses for a second because I want to get serious. There's a tradition here at Tony's Acoustic Challenge headquarters where we play darts. 4 o'clock rolls around, we play darts. Things get heated. Noah and I can be fairly competitive.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah. It's friendly. It's friendly.
Usually what happens is one of us will lose the first game and we'll immediately say, well, cool, we'll just do best out of three. So in carrying on the Tony's Acoustic Challenge tradition, it's a little bit early, but you know what? I think we should throw darts. But we have to make it a game.
I love games.
Well, it's evident because you're pointing a dart at me right now.
Oh, am I holding a dart right now?
You guys have a plan.
So here's the deal. Since Acoustic Tuesday is released every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and you can find that on YouTube or Facebook, I wanted to bring some sport into Acoustic Tuesday. You guys know me as a hockey fan, and since darts are a thing around here, I figured Noah and I would go into a bit of a dart competition. And the competition is this, because there has to be stakes. The loser...
Meat steaks?
Not meat steaks. I'm talking regular steaks. Steaks. What's another word for steaks? Not meat steaks.
You mean like a bet?
A bet. Thank you. Now, Noah fancies himself as a scotch-loving lad.
I am a scotch-loving lad.
And I fancy myself as a bourbon-enjoying dude.
You do love the corn.
So that being the case... I figured we'd do, say, 4 weeks of this. We'd each throw a single dart at the end of Acoustic Tuesday. And at the end of those 4 weeks, we'd calculate the point total. The person with the highest point total, of course, would be the winner. But the loser will essentially have to pick out a bottle of the winner's favorite and sample it with them.
Whoa. No.
Did I get this wrong?
You got it wrong.
Yeah.
So
I'm so bad at this.
The loser has to buy. Let me back up, if you will.
It's hard.
So you, as the bourbon lover, mm-hmm. right? If you lost, you would have to buy me a bottle of scotch.
Correct.
But you would have to drink it with me.
Right.
And you would have to try to open your mind a little.
Correct.
And enjoy it. For the same reasons I do. So vice versa. If I lose, I get to buy a bottle of bourbon for you.
I see.
The bottle of bourbon of my choice. So you may or may not have had it. Who knows?
Okay.
So I present that as a gift to you, and we enjoy it together. And I try to open my mind and enjoy bourbon as you do.
Well, it sounds like a winning situation for you.
let's see some darts.
Shall we? So we're going to throw one dart. Okay. I'm going to throw a dart. Wait.
Now we... Yes.
I can't... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Levi, can you just tell us who goes first?
You can go first. I don't mind.
Hold on. Look what I have.
You have a quarter.
Okay.
I have a quarter. Right. All right. Here.
Who's heads and who's tails?
Tony. I'm...
You call
it. You were going to say heads. I'll go with tails.
All right. It was heads.
And I was going to say heads. You know me so well.
I know.
All right. So you throw first, Tony.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Thank you, Noah. Appreciate that. A lot of pressure.
Well, I loved what happened during rehearsal.
Sure, nice.
You had to say that right as I was throwing.
12. What was it? 12.
I threw a 12.
Okay, so
threw
12. My turn. Okay.
Please step over.
Bit the German dart.
What do we have? It's hard to tell.
It's a one.
Okay.
Well, I just got back from the playing field. And I have to report that Noah threw a 1 and I threw a 12.
I knew that was going to happen.
So I'm excited. I'm excited for my lead. Now, of course, this is the first of 4 contests. And of course, we do these at the end of every Acoustic Tuesday as a celebration and, of course, as an act of sport. So thank you for cheering. I mean, you can pick your favorite side, Noah or Tony.
There's no favorites here.
I mean, I think we all win because we'll open our minds. But again, I just want to reiterate, any of the things that I talked about during Acoustic Tuesday today, you can find links for in the description below. And speaking of things below the video, I want to know what you think about Acoustic Tuesday. Tell me what you thought in the comments below. I want to know if you were dying for another segment. I want to know if we left anything out. What'd you like? What'd you didn't like? Please leave a comment below, and in the next version, next week during Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to go ahead and read off the 3 most helpful comments and, of course, try and institute any recommendations that we see below. So with that being said, please join us for the next Acoustic Tuesday, which happens to be next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Catch it on YouTube or Facebook. Thank you so much for joining both Levi. Levi's over there, Noah, and myself. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you next week at 10 a.m. Mountain Time.